So maybe we'll speak a little bit about like a sugya we have here, a little bit about the zman now of Bein HaMetzarim, a little bit Erev Yom Kippur, and yeah. So it's going to be based off the Nagat that we had in Ayin Hey and Aleph, pasuk from Mishlei, and also on Pei Hey Amud Beis. We have in the Mishnah there it speaks about an avodah of Erev Yom Kippur with Bein Adam Lechavira. So, just wanted to start with the pasuk we had from Mishlei. It says, "Daiga b'leiv ish yashchena." Right, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perkid Beis pasuk Chaf Hey. So it says, "Daiga b'leiv ish yashchena." So Rabbi Asi Chanamar yashchena midaito, which means like push it away from your das, like force away. V'chanamar yasichena la'achirim. You should speak to others about it. So Rashi says, "Yasichena la'achirim." Shema yisiu etza. Maybe when you speak to a chaver, you're going to get an etza from sharing your dibrum with him. You're going to get an etza. So if you have time to see from the gra on daiga b'leiv ish yashchena, the gra says when a person has a daiga in his leiv, it's like it depresses you in a way. You can't do anything about it. It pushes you down a lot. So just to bring this inyan out a little bit. So there's a beautiful vort from the Tzvi Tzadik on Parshas Va'era. Takes this pasuk and does something mamish beautiful with it. So it's on page Reish Lamed Zayin in the Tzvi Tzadik. So he quotes our Gemara. It says, "Daiga b'leiv ish yasichena, asher darshu chazal b'shash yasichena l'achirim." Okay, so he quotes our Gemara on that. So you should speak it out to others. So he speaks about the ending of Klal Yisrael being a Mitzrayim, that how we know that it was supposed to be 400 years, and we know that we got out at 210 years. So why was that? So like this, Asher. Alkein, kishidaga b'leiv ish yasichena l'achirim b'mechavin. You should have kavana that in Klal Yisrael, when we were Mitzrayim, we spoke to each other. When we had a daiga b'leiv ish, we had kavana when we spoke to someone else. Ki pen yasigu l'achirim eiza tzar miza. That we know in Mitzrayim is very hard, so when I would speak to you, let's say, you would feel my pain. And v'dilma osam achirim inam ru'yim od l'tzar l'zeh. But maybe it's that you are not supposed to be roy to this pain. He says that every single person has a set amount of pain they have in their life. So, meaning I'm supposed to have mine, you're supposed to have yours. So if I share my pain with you, then that overburdens you. And if you share your pain with me, then that overburdens me. So he says, v'az yinatzel b'amtzal zeh, gam hu atzmo yishpatu acharon alav. So therefore, when I would speak to you and you'd speak to me, I would be saved from more pain that would have for me. Says, what does this mean? It's like this. So this is how Galus Mitzrayim went from 400 to 210. La'asher shemach mas rova havasam zelazev Mitzrayim. Since we had such great a hava for each other in Mitzrayim, azai hirgish v'hisid kol echad v'echad hatzar hagalus shachaveru chutz hatzar v'agalus shalatzmo. That it wasn't just that I felt the galus for myself; is that I felt the galus for each person who was also suffering. U'bechol eis v'chol shah she'echad miYisrael ra es chaveru. Over ba'avoda kasha b'chamer l'venim, and when I'd see someone else suffering with all the work they were doing, azai ne'anach v'dag v'tziras atzmo me'od al tzaras chaveru. Chutz ma she'dag v'ne'anach al tzaras atzmo. I would see him, and I'd be pained from that. So now I had my pain, and I had his pain. V'im kein, merov ha'avasam zelazech ha'nizkar, haya shibud v'tzar galus l'chol echad v'echad b'kefayin k'muvan. So therefore the pain in galus wasn't just, it was doubled for each person. Doubled, tripled, quadrupled, whatever it was. Because the gzera was each person had their own sorrows in it. But now it turned that everyone shared each other's sorrows, so it made it way overboard. And then he speaks about that, how that ended the galus earlier. So it seems like he brings out the in that because of the great ahavas Yisrael that we had, that's what made Galus Mitzrayim go out much quicker. So I think that was a good hakdama to go into the sugya, since we're speaking about Yom Kippur, speak about the Indian of Erev Yom Kippur. We know it's brought down in Gemara over here, Peheim Beis, in the Mishnah. It says that, Mechaper Aver Shebein Adam L'makom, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Aver Shebein Adam L'chavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. But so averos that we have in Adon Lechavero, Yom Kippur doesn't mechaper that. You have to do it on your own. So just look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Reish Vav. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. So it says like this: Averos shevin adam lechavero ein yom kibur mechaper ad shifasenu, until you appease your friend. Vafil lo hiknitu ela bedvarim tzarch lefaiso. Even if you only lowered him or hurt him with diburim with dvarim, still you have to appease him. Vim einom is pious brishoni yachsav yelech pam shniyah shlishes v'chol pam yikach imo shlosh anashim. Speaks about how dafkan erev Yom Kippur it's a day to ask a friend for mechila to create shalom between everyone. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that, in Aleph, he says, Aval, he says every day is good to do, to ask Mechila if you hurt someone. Aval, Be'erev Yom Kippur, Mechuyav L'sakna Kol, Kedei Shetar Mikol V'nosav. But Dafkan, Erev Yom Kippur, he says there's a Chiyav to do it. Ki Lechsev, Ki B'yom Hazeh, Yechap Alechem Mikol Chatav Seichem. So he says that what? Because it says, B'yom Hazeh, Yechap Alechem, you have to drink Kapar. I mean, the day of Yom Kippur is the day of Kapar, so you have to go in, that you have to Mechila from each one of your Chavirim. So then, in Bez, he also says, Mr. Brura, says, Dafka, v'nachon shiach ba'atzmoy lov, that you shouldn't like send them a text message, you shouldn't send the shliach, Dafka, you yourself should go, v'lo yishlach techila emtzai, shiach tzal kalb v'yusam, that, say, and that's, meaning that you yourself should go to, there's a big difference when you text someone, or you send a message to someone, when you yourself go to them. And then the Ramah, sorry, says here that not just is talking about the person who goes to ask mechila, but of amocha, lo yach sorry milimcho. That the person who's forgiving, you shouldn't be an achzari when to be mochel. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says there. So the achzari, the chol ma'avir al midosav, ma'avir in lo akol pishav. Anyone who's ma'avir on his own midosav, ma'avir in lo akol pishav. That if you're, and the Shaar Tzion brings that out, says that the l'mala done in mida k'neg mida. But he says l'mala in Shemayim they do mida k'neg mida. That what? V'tzarach limchol l'chaveru afil im ives k'neg lo b'mezid u'v'merit. Even if he did things purposely to you. And so too for you, whatever you did, Bezadon, you're going to be forgiven also. And like it says in the Gemara, Lemi no se avon, lemish over al pesha. Fine, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Again, just being Mavar, the Indian of Erev Yom Kippur, and just this Indian just speaking about that you see there's connected with Yom Kippur, which we're learning about, there's an Indian to go into it with Mechila, and with Ahava between everyone. So, in the Hare Kedem,
Easier,
hard,
can
I? Okay. In fact, those
that you were using.
No, it's okay. And Simon Memchas. So Agav, it's actually pretty cool. My wife, she didn't tell me this, but I found this out recently. She's actually related to the Hari Kedem somehow. What's his name? Rav Shurkin. So somehow I'm related. So if anyone wants a hookup with Hari Kedem, you can maybe ask me. So he said like this. Mishnah Yuma. He said, quotes our Gemara, the Peyon Beis. It says, Avero shebin adon lemakom yom kippur mechaper. Avero shebin adon mechavero ein yom kippur mechaper at shiir tzes chavero. So he speaks that he's going to go into the inyav, dafka the inyav ritzoy. At zu darsh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mikol chatav seichem fnei Hashem tetaru. Avero shebin adon lemakom yom kippur mechaper, avero shebin adon mechavero, he beits off a pasuk. Fine. So he says, v'nei tzarech lehavin. That it says in the Gemara Baba Kama, it says already that if you do something to someone, you have to ask mechila from them. It's not enough just to give some back. You have to ask mechila. So he says, we already know that din from somewhere else. So why do you have to say it by Erev Yom Kippur? So he says, so manas chadish kan mikoach drashas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah defnei Hashem tar. So what's the point of this drasha itself? It's we already know. It says v'asher yira lomar bezeh. The shiny dino Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it's a different din. The dina of the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah have a din ha-nemar le-inyan kaparas yom kippurim. It's specific to Erev Yom Kippur. De'ein yom kippurim mechaper ad shiir tzes chavero. That the kapara of Yom Kippur does not work on you until what? Until you appease your divrei ritzoy as chavero. V'zeh din nosaf al ha-chova de'chol ha-shana. Shechayev levakish me'a mechila. It's a din nosaf on the whole year. It's not enough that he forgives you, you also have to appease him. Klomar, that it has to go to the relationship you had before the chet. It's not enough just that you're on okay terms, like we say. So you have to be in the terms of like you were before that, with Ahava and Reyes and Bedidas with each other. With time of the milsa near Lomar, the kaparas yom kippurim ba b'toras kaparas tibor. Says the kapar of Yom Kippur is kaparas tibor. V'ein ha'yachid mischaper ela derech tibor. So the yachid is only forgiven through the tibor itself. Sharei seir ha'mishtaleach karban tiborhu. In order to have the whole tzibor as one, tzarach shelo say shum mechitza v'chatzitza hamavdila bein anshei tzibor. Therefore, there cannot be any separation between anyone. V'zeo shi'esed ha'paitan, in the Seder Avodah, yom simas ahav v'reyes. That the day of Yom Kippur is the day of ahav v'reyes. Like we know from Rabbi Nachman says that tzibor is the osios tzadikim beinonim rishon. Is that in a tzibor, it doesn't matter who it is, but that's, you have to have a hav for everyone. Even if you have a guy as a rush, in a beinoni, you let it tzadik. Everyone has to come together as one. So you can't enter into Yom Kippur, you can't enter into the kapara of Yom Kippur, like the Hari Kan saying, unless, that's based off the Rav, unless you have that in of a hava. It's not enough just to have mechila, you have to go in with a hava. So now, just to look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what he says about Erev Yom Kippur also. So in Aleph, same as we have until now, that Aver Shvin on the Chavero in Yom Kippur Mechaper, Achir says Chavero. Okay, so he says what we've had until now. But in Ches, says Afa Pi Shebechol Shana Rayel Chol Adam Lefayes Teichef Lemisha Pesha Knegdo. Even though the whole year, like we said before from Ari Kedem, you should do it right away. Mikol Makom BeErev Yom Kippurim Tzarach Lizar BeZayoser. He says you have to be more, you have to be careful with this on even higher level. Kedeshia Lev Kol Yisrael Shalim Zemze. That it's not enough just that you have mechila; it's that you're up against the satan here. That if part of the mechila of Yom Kippur is that the satan can't be mekatrik, but what he seems to be saying is that if there's not shleimus of shalom between everyone, then the satan has room to be mekatrik. So the dafka on every Yom Kippur has to be such an inyan of shleimus of shalom. So the Aruch Shulchan also brings us out the dealing with the satan also on this is that first he says. In Tafresh Vav Aleph, that Yishlo Lefarit Hachet, when you're asking your chaver for Mechila, it says Yishlo Lefarit Hachet Shechatel. You have to explain, you have to go into Pratim of what you did to your friend. But Ach, Im Chavir Mizbayish Mizay, Lo Lefarit Eli Vakish Menashim Cholestam. But you have to be careful with his feelings also. It's not enough, you know, we could ask forgiveness, and if it's going to embarrass him, then that's something you're careful with his covet also. So then he quotes a Mishnah Brua that it's a Chiev, but listen to this, what he says in Hey. He quotes from the Pirkei Derbi Lezer that the Samech Mem, or the Satan, Shehu Tamin Mekatrig Yisrael. So the Satan is always looking to Mekatrig us, to learn to find Chovos in Klai Yisrael. Melam Idaleim Zchus B'Yom Kippurim. But on Yom Kippur, the Satan finds a Zchus on us. V'omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribona Olam. Yesh Zecha Am Echad Shem Kimalach Yisrael. So you have Mamish one nation that's like Malachim. Ma malachim yachifu regel af hemkin. Ma malachim ein lahem kafitzin sheomdim tamid af yisalkin betfilos vidum. Ma malachim nekiim af hemkin. And now he says like this. Ma malachim shalom benehem af hemkin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu shomei do so, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to Satan umechaper lehem, and he's mechaper on them. Why? Because the Satan sees that there's shalom between us, Hashem is made and he gives us kapara. Umize nagu kol yisrael levakish mechila. Shalom v'tovlim b'mikvah k'deishu nakim. So that you see, one inyan is that to ask mechila, but also to tovlim b'mikvah to be clean. V'arash shil hiyoma hevi b'shem Rav Sajagon tzarech levarich al tefila zut. Even have a, that maybe you should say a bracha on this tefila. We don't paskin like that lemaisa, but he quotes that lifnei Hashem titaru. Umikva mitaris esat meim lachin gamze b'chal titaru. He says that's why you should have on the mikvah titaru. We see quotes again, but on an even deeper level is that the satan doesn't have room to be kachik us as long as we have shalom. And for whoever's into gematrias or ramazim, titaru is gematria keser. Has a lot to do with the day of Yom Kippur itself. Not for now, but whoever wants to look into that more. But you see here, he speaks about an inyan dafka that when there's shalom between us, not only is that that's the way you go into Yom Kippur, but the satan can't be mekatrig. That's why it's in the Gemara that says the ha-satan is gematria 364, and there's 365 days in the year. Because the satan, there's one day of the year there's not mekatrig in Klal Yisrael. That's on Yom Kippur. Why? But dafka, like he's bringing out here, because of the shalom and shleimus between us, that's how the satan can't be mekatrig us.
Yeah, Mashiach Shana, like a big thing is also like Rabbi Mamelech Baruch Hu, and like you know Ein Melech Lo Am. This is also like a big Indian of like having an Am, having a nation. But we don't find like this idea of Pius before Rosh Hashanah necessarily. So is there just being like a Tzibor and like an Am? I'm not familiar with these things. I don't know. Could be. Tzibor is more like a race, as the Am is just like you know put together, but not as like.
Right. I was talking about this on Shabbos actually, not for now, but I was talking about the Dafkash. Rosh Hashanah is all about Hamelech. It's all about being. It's a longer. I'm not sure now, but it's a good question. It's Rabbi Levin.
I think we're saying, I don't know for sure, but Tzibor sounds to me
together.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Just be Mekabel Machlis on Rosh Hashanah, and Tibor is everyone's together as one.
Right.
Yeah. That's definitely probably a difference in that. Yeah. So now, just to take it into a little bit different now. So now we think about that Indian. So now to go into the Indian of, you know, Rekiva is the one who ends our Mishnah here, right? The famous, the Mikvah. So we know that Rekiva says, and it's brought down this, in the Sifra, is that, right, v'haftarecha k'mucha, am Rekiva zeklaga the betorah. Fine? So that's Rabbi Kiva's Indian here. So in the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halach Gimel. So like this. Mitzvah al kol adam lahov es kol echad ve'echam Yisrael kigufo. He says the mitzvah on every single Jew to love another Jew kigufo. Shenemar v'haftal reicha kamocha. V'fikach tzarech letzaper b'shivcho v'lachos amamono kimoshu chas amamon atzmo. He says you should speak about his praises. You should be careful with his money. V'rotze b'chvod atzmo. Amamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvod atzmo. V'amischavid b'kolon chavero. And a person who takes kavod from when his friend's being shamed. Right? Ain't lo chedek lo mahaba. You don't have chedek lo mahaba. But just to focus on the beginning of that, the Rambam sees me saying the mitzvah ko adam lehov es ko echad ve'echad nisa kigufo is mamish as you love yourself, you should love your friend as that also. So in the Mekoros V'Tzionim, quotes here that in it quotes from Yerushalmi. It's in Nedarim. It's Yerushalmi Nedarim, Perek Tes Halacha Dalit. So it says here also that with Rabbi Akiva, it says Vahaftarecha Kamocha, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zehu Klagada Batorah. Ben Aze Omer Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Zeh Klagada Mizeh. So we focus on Vahaftarecha Kamocha, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zeh Klagada Batorah. So it says in the Karban Eida, that it's just hard to see the words here, so give me a second, that, he says like this, that he gives a, he says, what does this mean, Vahaftarecha Kamocha? It says, imagine that a person's cutting something with the Chosik Basar. Right, imagine you're cutting a piece of meat. The yard has sachin the soch yado, and the knife you accidentally cut your hand. The chisala adas sheyikno miyado, v'ischatech yado hashnia ashdei arishona kena arishona. Says what? Because this knife cut this hand. So now what? Now this knife's gonna go cut that hand? No, no one would think to do that. Kain hadavar zek kevan shekol Yisrael guf echad, hein din hu shelo yinkom michavero shukinoke megufo. So what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying here is that what? That Klai Yisrael is one goof. Meaning that just as me is you and you. That there's no separation between that. And that's what the Rambam seems to be saying, kigufo mamish, is that you're supposed to love another Jew as if yourself mamish. So on this, the Sforno, the Ramban, the Chizkuni, the Sefer Chinuch, the Netziv, the Rav Shimshon Frau Hirsch, all go against the Rambam there. So just to quote the Ramban, Al Torah, on the mitzvah of the Haftarecha Kamocha. It's in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yuches. So he says like this, V'tam v'Haftarecha Kamocha, Haflagam. He says, Tam v'Haftarecha Kamocha, it's an exaggeration. That what? Ki lo yikaba lev adam sheyov es chavero ka'avaso es nafsho. That's not possible, right? It's the nature of a person, not possible to love someone mamish as much as yourself. V'od, and this is interesting. Shekvar bar Rabbi Akiva v'limed chayecha kol min chayecha chaverecha. Is that what? That your life comes before someone else's life. Like the Gemara in Bab Metzia, that if you're in the midbar of someone and you're walking with another person and there's only enough of water for either me or you, so you say, do you either you drink one and I drink one, or Rabbi Akiva comes and says, no, chayecha kol min, you drink it, and even if your friend dies. So he's saying Rabbi Akiva would say that what? That based on that, you could say that it's not really mamish. Because what? Because you're choosing your life before his. Alright? Avah, so the Ramban continues, Avah titzave Torah sheyehov es chavero b'chol inin ka'asher yohav es nafsho b'chol atov. That you should love your friend just as you love that things that are good, just as you use all the things that are good, so too you should love your friend that way too. And that's why he's medayik, he says, that's why it says v'hafta l'reacha kamocha and not v'hafta es reacha kamocha. If it said es reacha, then that would be saying mamish, like you. But lirecha is not to show that love to your friend that you have for something else. So just on the sign of for a second, Chayecha Kodman, this beautiful Chasim Sofer. Chasim Sofer says on Chayecha Kodman, he says, Daf you have to be dyke in what Rekiva says. He says, V'haf lirecha kmocha zeh klal gadol b'torah. So he says, Chayecha Kodman applies to nyanim min olam hazeh. But when it comes to Torah, is that chayechikum doesn't apply. You have to share your Torah with everyone else. So it's interesting within Rabbi Akiva, because in Rabbi Akiva's inyan with the Talmidim, it's a lo nagu kavod zebazeh, that they didn't share their Torah with each other. So it's interesting to say, I think it's a machlokes, the when Rabbi Akiva said v'hafter chmocha, was it before or after? So interesting to find out with that. But yeah, so we see that the Ramban says that what? It's not mamish, you have to love him kigufo. Versus the Rambam seems to be saying kigufo mamish. So just to bring in the Sefer Chinuch for a second, then we'll come back to that. Machlokes. That in Reish Mem Gimel says that Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel is the Hatar Echak Mocha. Says the Hoves Ko Echa Misra Havas Nefesh, Tomar Shnimcha Yisrael Vam Mono, Kimosh Adam Chomel Atzmo Mono. Shnimra Hatar Echak Mocha. So that's again, you should care for your friend just as you care for your money and your kavod, so too you should have that same type of care for your friend. So he goes through different things. That it's a Shorash Mitzvah, so it's a Klal Gadol B'Torah, because a lot of the Torah is Talay on this Mitzvah of Hatar Echak Mocha. But just to quote the Minchas Chinuch, says le'ehov kol echad miYisrael v'dafka imhu ish kasher. Dafka if he's an ish kasher, aval imra ash avar vera mitzvah lisno kimvur le'el. V'chein kasa bagos maimonios perak vav mideos. Says but if you see him do an avera, then it's a mitzvah to hate him. V'af im mam beikrei adas dino ke'ach v'rei l'chodaver. So it's interesting because the Torah seems to be giving us a mitzvah that if you see your friend do an avera, you have to hate him. So the Rambam says, just to say it outside, the Rambam says in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Perak Yud Gimel, it's a Halach Yud Gimel Yudalad. He quotes there a pasuk from Yecheskel. Where's that Rambam? So just to read the pasuk, that basically the Nakuda the Rambam's bringing out is that he says, like kind of like we have with Bruri and Reb Meir, is that you should hate the sin and not the sinner. He quotes the pasuk that says, well, he speaks about if you see two people, one's unloading a donkey and one's loading it up, which one should you say first? So he says, oh, you should do this if it's two all of him or two people you hate or two people love. But if it's someone you love or someone you hate, you should help the someone you hate. Why? Just to break your Yitzhara, which is in Midos itself. But also, in Kiruv maybe. But the pasuk he quotes here, Shenemar Emor Alehem Chayani Nu Hashem Elokim Im Ech Potz B'Mos HaRasha. Do I desire the death of a Rasha? Ki Im B'Shov Rasha Midarko V'Chaya. So it says to here that Hashem desires, the pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem doesn't desire that the Rasha dies. Doesn't desire that you hate him. It's the Indian of hating the sin and not hating the sinner himself. So now, just come back to the Minchas Chinuch for a second. So now we see that machlokes Rambam versus Ramban, right? Rambam is mamsh kigufo, and Ramban seems to be saying no, it's not kigufo literally. So the Minchas Chinuch again in the mitzvah of Haftar Echag Mocha in Reish Mem Gimel in Beis, he says like this. Hamaskar b'kal chavero, he says that Hashem is Barach Yasim Chakenu Mina Olavim also. Hashem puts his chilek with those who love him, the Es Yisrael, and those who love Yisrael. The Kutchabrichu v'Yisrael Chadu. Because he quotes in Zohar that says, the Kutchabrichu v'Yisrael are one. I am B'Sifri Moser. So he quotes on the bottom here a couple of nice marmakomos. It says, B'Sefer Kavonos Ari, and from the Tomer Devorah. So just to look at that, so I was talking to Rumensin about it. It says it could be it's a machlukas than Pnimiyas HaTorah. That within Api Halacha, it could be that the Ramban's right. That what? It's not Api our nature. It's not easy to love someone as much as I love myself. It's the Ramban's. It's impossible. But so that's with Seichel. But if you go Lamalim and a Seichel, let's see what the Ari has to say. So at the beginning of Shar Kavanos in Nusach Sfard, you say this every day before you start davening. It says Kodam Shadam Yisadir Tefilas Vesek Neses Mi Parshas Akid Veidach. You have to be kav upon yourself. Like mamish to love them as if yourself. You can make peros with your tefilos. So Dafka, you can say here, we're all learning here together. So mikav upon yourself that I have a hav for each one here. To be nichla yourself within each other. As if we're Ivarim of each other. Ubefrat im yesh la'adam yediya v'asagal edas l'hakir chaver b'chinas ha'neshama v'im yesh eza chaver mehem b'tzara. If I know you are going through a tzara, I know something's going hard for you, to daven for you, and to feel that pain with you. So seems to be, al pi da'ri, is that we're mamish kigufo mamish. And just to bring out this on an even deeper level, not deeper level, but even more clear from the Tomer Dvora, from the Ramak, or Moshe Cordovero. So it's Kedai, if you never saw it before, the beginning of Tomer Dvora, he goes through Yid Gil Midas Harachmin that are mentioned in Micha. So he goes through each one of them. He said like this, L'sheiris Nachalaso. Hinei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnagim Yisrael B'derach Zeh. Lomar Ma'asel Yisrael V'hem Krovai Sher Basar Yesh Li'imam. Hashem says that what Amamish, they're one with me. Sharei Yisrael Heim Nekram Bas Zug LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recall the Zivug of the Borei Olam. So like this. That's why it says L'sheiris Nachalaso. Sheiris is Lashon She'er Basar. Sof Sof Heim Nachalaso. That what? That Hashem says, Kibiyach, they're part of my Basar. That they're one with me. Uma Omer Imasani Harei Hakev. So he goes into a little Kabbalah for a second. So not just, I don't understand it, so I'm not going to say it. But L'fish Eino Sof, so like this. Kach. Ha'adam Im Chavero. Ko Yisrael Heim She'er Basar. That we're one Basar with each other. Elu Im Elu. V'pnei Hashem Neshamos Klulos Yachad. Saying there, the Neshamos are mamish one. V'yish bazeh chelek minishmat zeh, uvazeh chelek minishmat zeh. That each one has a chelek of each other. U'lekach, eno dome meruv ma'usim es mitzvah, to mu'atim. It says, how much greater is it when a lot of people do a mitzvah? V'chol zosim dey klal osim, because they're one. U'lekach, perish rabbi sin zichron levacha, ala nimne me'asar rishon v'esin eses. We know the din, to be one of the first 10 to come to shul. Afil me'a ba ma'acharav, mekabal schar kineg kulam. Even if 100 people come after you, you get schar for everyone. Mea mamish kimashmo. If bnei shasarahim klulim ilil. Since the 10 are kol and we're one with each other, harehim asara pamasara. Therefore, it's 10 times 10. Mea ko echem yem kol mi mea. Again, building out that yisod that we're mamish one. V'chem mitam ze yisrael rivim zelaze. If bnei shemamish yish pchol echad chelak echad mechaviru. Why? Because we're each one has a chelak of each other. We're one neshama. And he said like this, ukeshechote ha'echad, and when one person sins, pogim es atzmo, pogim chelek asher l'chavir bo. That's not just that you mess up yourself, you mess up everyone else here also. We're all on the same team. Nimsa mitzara chelek ahu chavir arev alav. Imkein heim sh'er zem zeh. We're mamish one. Says ulkach roi la'adam lios chafetz b'tovaso shechavir. Therefore, you should mamish chav, you should desire good for your friend. The eno tova al tovas chavero. And when you see your friend doing good, you should also look at him in a good way and keep doubting for him. Uchvodo yechavv alav kishelo. Sherei hu mamish. Umitam zen, it's davinu v'hafta recha kamocha. And he quotes the Rambam. He says, why? Because since v'hafta recha kamocha, we're mamish one. So you could say this, alpi, that's tumi kabal, nari, and the ramak. That seems to be alpi pinimis. It could be that we're mamish one. But I'll be seichel and nigla to say, it could be that chayecha kodmin could be that not kigufo mamish, but to love, be as like the Ramah was saying, liriyacha. So now just to finish with the maisa from the Oiv Yisrael, the Atarav. So to have a say for Oiv Yisrael says a lot of it. You don't need to explain anything. But there's one time he was sitting with his chassidim, and he said, you guys should know that there's a klal of the whole Torah, is that every parsha is just about Ahavas Yisrael, Ahavta Rech Gmocha. And everyone's like, oh, Gishmak. And then all the Tamidim said, whatever Parshas Balak, where do you see Parshas Balak? He said, Parshas Balak, it's so Pashit. Balak, Be'ez Lamed Kuf, is Rosh Tevos, Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Now, is that Rosh Tevos, Vahavta Rech Gmocha? It's not. So the Tamidim looked at him like, Rebbe, you know, it's Vahavta Rech Gmocha, it's Vav Lamed Kuf, this is Be'ez Lamed Kuf. He looks at them with a very serious face. He says, you guys are my chassidim long enough to know that when it comes to Ahav Yisrael, we're not so medactic on how you spell it. So, Shvi Zilcha, during this time of the Bein HaMitzarim, to increase Ahav Yisrael, Zilcha to coming to Yom Kippur soon already, Shvi Zilcha to that day of the Gula Shlema, Siyat HaShemayim.